我们感谢主，再有一切啊，再有一次的机会，我们能够分享主的话。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that once again we can come together and hear God's word.
让我们啊，从主的话语里头，我们能够再一次得到亮光，再一次得到力量。
Hope we can once again gain the light and strength from His word.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹来。翻开我们的圣经，来读两处的经文。
Let's turn in our Bible and read two verses.
第一处，我们请翻开马太福音第十一章。
First place is in Matthew chapter 11.
我们读二十八到三十节。
Let's read verses 28 to 30.
马太福音十一章二十八到三十节。
Matthew 11:28-30。
烦恼苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden.And I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
在我们刚刚所读的二十九节后半段这一句话。
In the second half of verse 29.
英文的翻译呢是这样翻译的。
The English translation goes like this.
你们魂里面就必找到安息。
You will find rest for your souls.
中文把它翻译，你们心里必得享安息。
In the Chinese translation, it says you will find rest in your heart.
好，我们再请往后翻约翰福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
我们请看十六章。
Turn to chapter 16.
我们读十三、十四节。
Verses 13 to 14.
约翰福音十六章十三、十四节。
John 16, verses 13 to 14.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you.
好，我们圣经就读到这里。那开始之前，我们有一点简短的祷告。
So this concludes our scripture reading. Let's have a word of prayer before we start.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace.
在七日的第一日，就是你复活的早晨。
On the morning of the first day of the seventh day, that is the morning of your resurrection.
我们能够一同。聚在你施恩的宝座前
，We can all gather before you.
我们把心中的感谢赞美归给你
，We'll give you all the thanks and praises in our hearts.
主，你是我们的主
，Lord, you are our God.
我们的好处不在你以外
，There is none that is good besides you.
我们一同在你面前来领受你自己话语的恩典
，We'll come before you to receive your grace.
我们求你的圣灵与我们同在
May the Holy Spirit be with us
把你启示的亮光赏赐在我们的中间
Give us the light of revelation
主叫你的灵在我们中间能够自由的运行
So that your Holy Spirit may operate in us freely
叫我们疲乏的再一次得到力量
So that those who are weak can gain strength again
让我们软弱的再一次得到刚强
and strengthen those who are weak
我们求你与我们众人同在
May you be with us all tonight
这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray all this in Jesus name
Amen 弟兄姊妹我在 过往的日子读到斯百克弟兄一篇文章。
In the past few days, I read an article from Brother Sparks.
那就是今天我们所要讲的题目呢，他讲到真理的两面。
And that is about the two sides of the truth.
这篇文章呢，实在给我心中有很多的开启。
This article has given me a lot of revelation in my heart.
虽然它只是很重点式的讲到，在圣经里面，真理都有它的两方面。
Although he mainly just talked about in the Bible, there are two sides for the truth.
那当我读完这篇文章以后，在主面前继续思想的时候
，As I finished reading this article and I continue to reflect upon this,
我深深觉得呢，在我们现今的世代实在是需要我们在对于真理的两方面有更深入的认识。
I deeply feel that, especially in today's world, we have to have a very deep understanding about the two sides of the truth.
所以主也给我一点话语呢，我愿意跟弟兄姊妹有一些交通。
So the Lord gave me some words so that I'm willing to share and fellowship with the brothers and sisters today.
那我们去读圣经的话的时候呢
？As we read the word from the Bible.
圣经讲到这些启示出来的真理呢，它总是有两个方面。
There are always two sides to the truth that is revealed in the Bible.
一方面呢，乃是讲到真理的客观的一面。
One side talks about the objective side of the truth.
那另外一面呢，圣经也许多方面提到真理主观的一面。
And on the other side, it's about the subject side of the truth.
那什么是客观的一面？
So what is the objective side of the truth?
客观的一面乃是神在耶稣基督里面为我们所做成的。
That is what God has already done in Christ Jesus.
你比方讲主耶稣为我们被钉死在十字架上。
For example, the Lord was nailed on the cross for our sins.
他在十字架上所成就一切救赎的工作已经完全。
The redemption work that was done on the cross is already complete.
那人来到耶稣基督的面前，我们只要愿意谦卑顺服，相信他所救赎的工作，我们就得着这一切。
As long as we believe the redemption work that is already accomplished by Him, we will receive this salvation.
所以客观的真理，只要我们在基督里面借着这个信心，我们就能够得着。
So the objective truth is as long as we receive it in faith, we will have it.
那主观的经历呢？
So what about these subjective experiences?
主观的经历乃是讲到圣灵在我们信的人身上所要做成的工作。
That talks about what the Holy Spirit has already done in us as believers.
那我们信的人怎样让圣灵在我们身上把真理的实际做在我们的里头呢
？So how do we as believers let the truth And let the work of the Holy Spirit be done on us.
乃是借着我们相信我们的顺服。
So that is through our obedience.
让圣灵可以把真理或者带领我们进入一切的真理。
And let the Holy Spirit lead us to enter into all the truth.
那这两个方面呢，我们需要一同的来强调它。
So we need to emphasize both sides of the truth.
我们不能够单单只是看重客观的这一面真理。
We cannot only emphasize the objective side of truth.
或者我们不能够单单只是看重主观的经历。
Or on the flip side, we cannot just pay attention to the subjective experiences.
只有当我们能够一面相信接受基督在十字架上所完成的这个全备的救恩。
It's only when we believe and accept what the Lord Jesus has already done on the cross as the complete salvation.
并且让圣灵在我们信的人身上，在我们跟随主一生的年日里头，我们一直让他来带领我们。
And at the same time, be willing to obey the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit lead us through the rest of our life.
这样我们属灵的生命才会不断地在基督里面长大。
So that our spiritual life can actually grow in Christ.
那我们就来看我们刚刚所读的马太福音第十一章这一段话。
So let's come back to the scripture that we just read in Matthew chapter 11.
在马太福音第十一章二十八节，这里就是讲到，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
In verse 28, it says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
我想，当我们还没有认识主之前
，before we came to know the Lord,
我们在地上。我们是劳苦担重担的。
We are those who are weary and heavy laden on earth.
因为罪所带来的结果。
Because this is what the consequences brought up by sins.
当人一犯罪以后，神对人的咒诅是说，你要汗流满面才得糊口。
As human sinned, the consequences.Brought up by sin was that you have to sweat and you'll be able to live a life.
摩西也告诉我们，我们一生在地上的年日不过是七十岁、八十岁。
Moses also told us, our lifespan on earth is about 70 or 80 years.
其中可以经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，就转眼成空，如飞而去。
What we can really boast is only vanity, and all these are gone.
所以我们就看见呢，人因为犯罪的缘故，所以我们在地上不过是劳苦，不过是重担。
Because of the consequence of sin, we can see all we have here is just weary and heavy laden people.
主耶稣来到地上，来呼召我们这一班没有指望的罪人。
The Lord Jesus came to earth to call those who are hopeless.
他说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，到我这里来。”
He said, "All those who are weary and heavy laden, come to me."
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
我想，我们都知道主耶稣在这里对于人的呼召，乃是首先来解决。罪在我们身上这一个重担。
So the first thing that the Lord Jesus wanted to solve is the burden that was brought by sin on us.
罪所带来的结果就是死。
The consequences of sin is death.
死亡的阴影在所有人类每一个人的心中。
The shadow of death is upon everyone's heart.
不管你贫富贵贱。
Regardless of rich or poor,
你是尊贵人，你是普通人。
Whether you're of noble birth or you're just a normal people,
每一个人都要面对死亡。
Everyone has to face death one day.
主耶稣来到地上，首先为着这个永生永死的事情，他来解决人类最大的需要。
The Lord Jesus came to the world to resolve this biggest need for human beings, and that is about eternal death or eternal life.
所以主在那里呼召人说，凡劳苦担重担的人。
So he called his people, all those who are weary and heavy laden.
你到我这里来，我使你们得着安息。
Come to me, and I will give you rest.
这是主他亲自为我们成全的救赎工作。
This is what the Lord has already done in terms of the redemption work.
这是客观主在十字架上为我们成就，我们在一个简单的信心里面，我们得着这个白白的恩典。
This is what the Lord has done for us subjectively, and we just need to receive it in faith.
接下来主说，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们魂里就必找到安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
And then in verse 29 it says, Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
第二个安息，主在这里说，你们需要去寻找。
The second rest that he mentioned here, he said, you will have to find it.
主首先讲到他的自己，他是心里柔和谦卑。
He said about himself, he is gentle and humble in heart.
主在这里讲到他心里柔和谦卑呢，乃是我们如果稍微往前一点点看呢，我们就知道主的心是何等柔和谦卑。
Here he talks about how he is humble and gentle, a gentle and humble in heart. We will know if we just look a little bit ahead.
在这之前呢，主在犹太人中间来工作。
Before this,
our Lord worked among the Jews.
Before this, the Lord worked among the Jews.
那在主在这个啊以色列许多的城邑当中呢工作，这些人呢终究不悔改。
He worked among many cities with the Jews, but many still refused to repent.
所以主呢，或者说如果我们在一个地方劳苦的做工，盼望人能够真实得到这一个救恩所带来的好处。
So we need to...
就是说当我们或者说我们的主呢在这些犹太人中间工作。
So the Lord worked among the Jews.
这些犹太人拒绝了我们的主。
And they rejected our Lord.
我们的主呢他心中并没有起这个极大的愤恨。
And the Lord was not angry.
我们的主他的心反而转向天上的父神。
And his heart started to turn to the Heavenly Father.
在二十五节那里讲到说
In verse 25 it says,
耶稣说父啊天地的主我感谢你因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来向婴孩就显出来。
He said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to the little children.
然后二十六节，父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
And then in verse 26, Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure.
虽然犹太人这样的拒绝他，
Although the Jews rejected him like this,
主他的心并没有受伤。
The Lord's heart was not hurt.
他没有像约翰一样好像心里跌倒。
Unlike John, he was not stumbled.
我们的主反而他来到父的面前。
Instead, he came before the Father.
父啊你的美意如果是如此。
Lord, if this is your will,
我愿意甘心接受过来。
I'm willing to receive it.
所以我们就看见这一个柔和谦卑是怎样来在神的旨意上，主是完全让神的旨意在他的心中可以通达。
So we can see how his gentleness and humility can be expressed.
不是外面的环境来让他的喜好情绪受激动。
And his emotions and his preferences are not impacted by the external environment.
主 在地上乃是完全跟随神的心意。
He followed the God's heart wholeheartedly when he was on earth.
主把他自己成为一个榜样来告诉我们。
He set himself as an example to tell us.
我们怎样在魂里面找到我们的安息呢？
So how can we find rest in our souls?
他说你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。
He said, you have to take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
这里的轭乃是讲到神的我们主的旨意。
So the yoke here refers to the Lord's will.
那神的旨意最大的旨意乃是要我们学习背十字架来跟随他。
The greatest will from our Lord Jesus is to take upon our yoke and follow him.
借着十字架在我们身上的工作，我们能够达到他的旨意。
Through the work of cross, we can attain his will.
那学他的样式。
And learn from him.
我们就像保罗所说的，我们要效法保罗，就好像保罗效法主一样。
Just like what Paul said, imitate Christ just as I imitate.
所以在这
imitate me just as I imitate Christ. Sorry.
所以在那里，主要我们每一个人来学习他这个柔和谦卑。
So here he wanted everyone to learn how gentle and humble he was.
这样我们的心。我们的魂里面就可以找到这个安息。
So that in our hearts and our souls we will find this rest.
接下来主说呢，我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
And then in verse 30 it says, My yoke is easy and my burden is light.
我们感谢神呢，我们知道我们所相信的耶稣基督这个信仰，基督教的信仰不是一个宗教。
We thank the Lord that we know that our faith is not just a religion.
我们乃是相信这一位死而复活大能的主。
Yet we believe in this resurrected God.
虽然主在这里有一个吩咐。
Here he has a command.
但是主他更是应许我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
But he also promises that his yoke is easy and his burden is light.
我们如果在圣经里面继续往后看，我们就知道乃是主借着圣灵带领我们来经历他的轭，来经历他的担子是轻省的。
So if we read on, we will know that the Holy Spirit helps us to understand his yoke is easy and his burden is light.
复活生命在圣灵里面已经赐给我们。
He has already given us this resurrected life in the Holy Spirit.
所以在安息这件事上，
So in the matter of resting,
主他在十字架上面所成就的安息乃是叫我们灵里头有安息。
The work that he has already done on the cross is to let us have this rest in the Spirit.
当主在那里讲到我们要负他的轭，学习他的样式，我们在魂里面就能够找到安息，乃是指着在魂里面我们借着圣灵在我们身上的工作，我们就能够真正进入那个安息。
When he says in verse 29, Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentleand humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. He refers to, if we follow and obey the Holy Spirit, we will truly find that rest in our souls.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们就看到真理它有两方面。
So here we can see truth indeed has two sides.
一方面是主已经做成了。
On the one hand is what the Lord has already done.
我们来到主的跟前，我们就能够得着。
We simply come before him and we will be able to receive it.
另外一方面，我们需要付代价。
On the other hand, we need to make efforts.
靠着神复活生命圣灵的能力在我们身上，他要带我们经历得 得着那一个属灵的实际。
Through His resurrection life and power, He will help us to gain that spiritual reality.
如果我们在跟随主的路上，我们只强调客观的真理。
As we follow Him, if we only emphasize the objective truth,
客观的真理很多的时候呢，会让我们不想要继续往前追求。
Many times, focusing simply on the objective side of truth doesn't really help us to keep pressing forward.
你比方讲呢，当我们接受耶稣基督，我们知道我们将来有永生，我们不会下地狱，我们将来要上天堂。
For example, we know that as we came to the Lord, we know that we will not go to hell. We will enter into the heaven. We will have eternal life.
所以在许多人的心思里面呢，就想到说，那我为什么还要追求呢？
So for many people, they will be thinking, why do I still need to keep pursuing then?
我既然有这个将来的保证。
If I have already this guarantee for my future,
主耶稣在地上，我是他的儿女，他也不断的祝福我。
And I am his child on earth. He keeps blessing me.
我已经很满足了。
I am already content.
我在地上，我可以过我喜欢的生活。
I can live the life the way that I like to live on earth.
我可以像世界上的人一样追求我所要去追求的。
I can go after anything just like what people do in the world.
这就是今天教会许多圣徒们蒙恩得救之后，属灵生命不能长进一个很严重的问题。
This is a serious matter why many Christians today, after they got saved, they cannot really grow in their spiritual life.
另外一面呢，如果我们只强调客观的真理。
On the other hand, if we only emphasize the objective truth,
很多的时候呢，圣经里面应许给我们的祝福呢，我们会失去。
Oftentimes, we might lose the rewards and blessings from the Bible.
你比方讲呢，马太福音我们继续往后读的时候
，For example, as we read on in the book of Matthew,
他那里讲到呢，有十个童女
，It talks about the 10 virgins,
有五个是聪明的
，Five of them are wise,
有五个是愚拙的
，And the other five are foolish.
那愚拙跟聪明差别在哪里呢
？So what are the differences between them?
聪明的童女在她的器皿里面有预备油。
The wise virgins have prepared oil in their vessels.
愚拙的呢，他们不去预备。
The foolish ones, they didn't prepare.
所以当主耶稣回来的时候
，As the Lord Jesus returned,
这个聪明的呢，他们跟愚拙的都醒来要这个。迎接我们的主。
Both the foolish and the wise, they wake up and they come to greet the Lord Jesus.
聪明的，他们有油有灯，可以去迎接主。
The wise, they have oil in their lamps, so they can go and greet our Lord.
愚拙的呢，他们灯里面已经没有油了。
For the foolish ones, they don't have any oil in their lamps anymore.
所以他要跟这个有油的来借，但是油不能借给别人。
So they have to borrow oil from these who are wise. However, the oil cannot be lent.
所以他们必须要赶紧去买。
So they have to hurry up and go buy the oil.
但是这时候已经太迟了。
But it is already late.
所以他们至终就被关在门外。
So eventually they were locked out in the darkness.
在那里哀哭切齿
，gnashing their teeth.
这个图画告诉我们
，So this picture tells us，
如果我们只是强调客观的真理，在地上过生活
，If we only emphasize this objective side of truth and live our lives on earth，
我们将来在主面前那一个奖赏，我们要失去。
we probably will lose that reward one day when we see Jesus.
另外还有一个更严肃的问题。
And a more serious matter is,
主神今天拯救我们有他荣耀的目的。
He has this glorious purpose that he saved us.
而这一个荣耀的目的乃是为他的儿子预备一个心腹。
That is to prepare a bride for his son.
心腹在地上我们需要被预备成为一个成熟的教会。
We need to be prepared as a mature church to be his bride.
如果我们只是强调客观的真理，
If we only emphasize the objective truth,
我们的生命不可能长大。
It is impossible for us to grow.
我们会延迟神旨意的成就。
We will delay his will.
不仅我们个人受亏损
，Not only that we suffer loss，
神的旨意要迟延
，His will will also be delayed。
这在我们的身上是一个极大的损失
，This is a big and significant loss in us。
在神这一边更是一个啊大的损失
，It's also a big loss for God。
所以我们举这一些例子呢，就可以看到啊。我们基督徒不能单单只是看在这个客观的真理上面。
So through these examples, we can see we can not just focus on the objective truth.
但是基督徒也不能单单只是看重主观的经历。
On the same way, we cannot also just focus on the subjective experiences.
因为我们如果单单只是看主观的经历，
Because if we only focus on these subjective experiences,
我们在跟随主的路上，我们肯定做不好。
We cannot do better on the way that we follow the Lord.
因为我们根据圣经的话呢，我们会常常有一个我没有达到这个标准。
Because according to the word, we oftentimes feel we are not achieving that standard.
我们会常常好像这个救恩在我的身上我没有确据
As if we don't have this assurance about the salvation.
所以我们不能单单只是强调我们需要有经历
So we cannot just emphasize about this personal and subjective experience.
我们如果过分强调经历的话我们在主里面那一个得着的神在耶稣里面这一个啊磐石所为我们立下这个稳固的根基呢，我们里面没有安息。
If we only focus on these personal experiences, we might not have that foundation that was done in Christ Jesus.
所以两个需要平衡。
So there has to be a balance between these two.
当我们知道在这两个平衡里头一同往前进的时候呢，我们的生命会有极大的益处，在基督里面长进。
As we press on with the balance of both sides of the truth, we might be able to grow and gain in Christ.
所以接下来我们就讲啊一些例子，然后我们再有一个结论的时候，盼望能够对怎样跟随主。在两方面平衡里面往前进呢，就会有更深的啊体会。
So now let's talk about more examples so that we can understand how can we press on with a balance on both sides of the truth.
我们请大家首先翻开圣经罗马书第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 10.
我们看一下第十章啊，第九跟第十节。
Let's look at verses 9 to 10.
这个首先我们来看得救这一件事情。
First of all, let's look at the matter of salvation.
他说：“你口里承认啊，你口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信，就可以称义。”口里承认就可以得救。
Here it says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation.
所以在这里很清楚让我们看见，我们只要相信，然后借着我们里面这个真实的信心，我们在世人面前有一个承认，我们这个救恩就确定的。
So here clearly it says, as long as we believe and we acknowledge in public, we will have this faith.
感谢神，我们不需要多做什么。
We thank the Lord that there is nothing more that we need to do.
任何的多做都是多余的。
Anything that we do, anything more that we do is just redundant.
并且呢，我们所做的反而表明我们的不信。
And the more we do, the more it reflects that we don't believe.
我们只要借着简单的信心，心里相信神叫他从死里复活。
We just need to have this simple faith and believe that God has already resurrected him from death.
我们口里承认，我们就可以得救。
And we confess him with our mouth, and we will be saved.
但是圣经在腓立比书那里告诉我们。
And then,In the book of Philippians, it also tells us.
刚刚所读的，这是一个客观的。
The scriptures that we just read, it is objective.
是基督为我们做成的。
It is what the Lord Jesus has already done for us.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
我们读十二到十三节。
Let's read verses 12 to 13.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是如今我不在你们那里，更是顺服的。就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence,But now, much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
这里讲到你们要恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
Here it says you have to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
这里乃是讲到我们在基督里面我们魂的救恩。
This refers to the salvation of our souls in Christ.
刚刚我们所读的，我们知道，我们一相信主，我们的灵得拯救。
From what we read just now, we knew that as long as we believe, we have this salvation.
在这里，让我们看见我们怎样进入这个魂的蒙拯救呢？
And here it tells us, how do we enter into that salvation of our souls?
我们需要顺服主的话，顺服圣灵在我们身上的工作，我们战惊恐惧的跟随这个神的话语在地上，我们能够做成我们得救的功夫。
So we need to obey the Holy Spirit, we need to obey His work, and we need to enter withFear and trembling.
我们再看一处希伯来书第十章。
Let's also turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
三十五节。
Verse
35. 他说：“所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心。”存这样的心必得大赏赐你们必须忍耐使你们行完了神的旨意就可以得着所应许的因为还有一点点时候那要来的就来并不迟延只是义人必因信得生他若退后我心里就不欢喜他我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人乃是有信心以致魂或者是灵魂得救的人
Verses 35 to 39 So do not throw away your confidence it will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. For in just a little while, He who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith, and I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved.
所以这里讲到，当我们面对许多难处，或者甚至像当初希伯来的信徒一样，他们面对许多的逼迫，面临死亡的威胁，但是他们在信心里面靠着神的灵引导他们走他们前面所当走的路的时候呢，这里勉励他们走完他们的路程，他们要得着魂的救恩。
So here talks about as we encounter difficulties in our life, just as the saints in the book of Hebrews encounter so many persecutions, they according to the leading of the Holy Spirit and perseverance, they will be able to finish what the Lord caused them to finish in their journey.
这里讲到的退后路沉沦不是永远的灭亡。
Here when it says shrink back and are destroyed, it doesn't refer to the eternal destruction.
这里乃是指着将来失去那个国度的奖赏。
But it refers to the rewards of the kingdom.
所以要不断的往前去。
So we need to press on.
我们才能够得着魂的救恩。
So that we can gain the salvation of our souls.
好，这是关乎得救，我们看见总是有两个方面。
So this is in the matter of salvation, we see that there are two sides of it.
我想圣经里面还有很多经文提到这一方面，我们只是简单的举个例子。
There are many scriptures and verses that talks about this matter of salvation, but we're just giving some examples.
我们来看这个十字架的功课好了。
Now let's look at the work of the cross.
十字架有它客观的一面跟主观的一面。
Similarly, the cross has its objective side and also the subjective experience.
我们知道客观的一面是主为我们做成的。
We know that the objective side is what the Lord has already done for us.
在彼得前书第二章那里告诉我们。
First Peter chapter 2.
我们只读那个二十二节，好，我们读二十二节到二十五节。
So let's read verses 22-25.
他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
Verses 22-25.He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they heard their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray.But now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
所以我们看见主他为我们这一般如同迷路的羊一样没有牧人，他来到地上为我们挂在木头上。
So we see here for us who are like lost sheep without a shepherd, he came to hang himself on the cross.
这是基督的十字架。
This is the cross of Christ.
但是主告诉我们。
But the Lord told us.
我们看一下路加福音第九章。
In the book of Luke, chapter 9. Let's read verses 22 to 25.
Luke 9:22-25.
又说人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，第三日复活。
耶稣又对众人说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡想要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人若赚了全世界，却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？
22. And he said, The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life. Then he said to them all, If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self?
所以这刚刚所读的，我们就很清楚看见，一面看到主在十字架上的工作，另外一面他对于圣徒们如何背起十字架，主观的经历在我们的身上，我们要救自己的生命。当然，这里生命。
So from what we just read, we can see on the one hand, we can see what the Lord has already done to redeem us. On the other hand, we can see how we should what we should do to have the salvation of our souls.
我们再往前看呢，我们来看圣洁。
Let's continue to read and talk about the matter of holiness.
我们看以弗所书,
turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们看第一章,
chapter 1.
我们读, 第三、第四节就可以了。Ephesians 1:3-4。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
感谢主呢，当我们蒙恩得救的那一刹那，我们这个污秽败坏的人，因着耶稣基督的宝血的拯救洁净。
We thank the Lord at the moment that we were saved, although we were corrupt and filthy human beings, but when we come before the Lord after we are saved, we can come before Him as a righteous and holy person. This is such a big grace.
任何宗教在那里不断地叫人要行善，要做好事，做好人。
All the religions in the world teach people to do good, to be a good person, but in the end, human beings are still filthy human beings.
但是耶稣的宝血何等有功效洁净我们，让我们站在这一位 无所不知无所不晓的神面前看我们是圣洁没有瑕疵。
But how great is his blood that he can help us to stand before the Almighty, All-Knowing God, and he will see us as righteous and holy.
在彼得前书第一章那里告诉我们
In the book of 1 Peter
第一章十五节
Chapter 1 verse 15
他说那召你们的既是圣洁的你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁因为经上记着说呢你们要圣洁因为我是圣洁的
15-16 But just as he who called you is holy So be holy in all you do For it is written be holy because I am holy
所以我们在神的面前主已经为我们做成这一个圣洁的地位
So before God, our Lord Jesus has already done for us to help us to be holy.
但是我们今天在地上跟随主，我们是属乎神的人，神是圣洁，我们必须在所行的一切事上圣洁。
As people who follow God today, because He is holy, we must be holy today as well on earth.
我们再看一处的地方。
Let's read one more.
提摩太后书第二章
Second Timothy chapter 2
我们看二十到二十一
Verses 20-21
提摩太后书第二章二十二十一
Second Timothy 2:20-21
他说在大户人家不断有金器银器也有木器瓦器有做贵重的也有做卑贱的人若自洁脱离卑贱的事就必做贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事
Now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels but also vessels of wood and of earthenware and some to honor and some to dishonorTherefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work.
这个大户人家当然是指着教会说的。
And this large house, of course, refers to the church.
就着我们蒙恩的地位，我们都是圣洁。
Because we are all redeemed and have this salvation, we are all holy.
就着我们该有的光景，我们都是金器、银器。
According to our condition, we are all vessels of silver and gold.
但是因着人不愿意让圣灵、让主的话在我们身上有工作、有改变的时候，就产生许多木器跟瓦器。
But as we are not willing to let the Holy Spirit work in us, there are many vessels of wood and of earthenware.
木器瓦器所表明的就是天然人。
And these vessels of wood and earthenware refers to our natural man.
我们就一直停留在这个得救的光景，出得救的那个光景当中。
We are only stopping at this condition when we are just saved.
圣灵没有把耶稣基督那一个神性那一个神圣的性情制作在我们的身上
We're now giving the Holy Spirit the opportunity to work in us to have God's character
所以我们没有办法成为一个贵重的器皿
Therefore there is no way for us to become an honorable vessel
所以保罗在这里提醒我们
So here Paul reminds us
我们如果能够脱离我们如果能够自洁脱离这些卑贱的事情啊，就能够作为贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主用
If we can cleanse ourselves from these things we'll be a vessel of honor sanctified and useful for the master
所以你就看见在圣洁这一件事上它的两方面何等的严肃
So here, in the matter of holiness, you can see how serious it is in terms of the two sides of the truth.
我们再看一点。
Let's read one more.
福音这一件事情。
The matter of gospel.
福音我们都知道呢，它有两个方面。
We know that there are two sides of the matter of gospel.
一面讲到这是一个恩典的福音。
On the one hand, it says that this is a gospel of grace.
马可、路加、约翰都强调这一点。
Mark, Luke, and John, they all emphasize on this side of it.
福音另外一面乃是讲到国度的福音。
On the other hand, it talks about the kingdom.
只有一个福音。
There is only one gospel.
它有客观的一面，它有主观的一面。
That has both the objective and the subjective side.
我们先来看约翰福音。
Let's look at John first.
我们看第二十章。
John chapter 20. Verse 31.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name.
何等的美好。
How wonderful this is.
我们原来的生命很快就要枯萎，就要死亡。
Our original life are meant to wither and to die.
但是我们信了耶稣以后，我们不仅得生命，并且他要叫我们得得更丰盛。
But after we believed in the Lord, He not only will give us this life, but also more abundantly.
这是恩典。
This is grace.
但是我们来看一下马太福音怎么说的。
Now let's read Matthew and see how Matthew says about it.
我们看马太福音二十八章
，Chapter 28.
我们读十八到二十节
，verses 18 to 20。
耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了我，赐给我了。所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸，施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。”我就常与你们同在，直到世代的末了。
And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
这里许多人认为是一个大使命，我们需要出去传福音。
Here a lot of people think this is the great command that we have to go and evangelize.
但是这里主强调的点是做门徒。
But here what the Lord really emphasizes is to be the disciples.
遵守他的教训。
And obey his commandment.
主就要与我们同在。
And he will be with us always.
我们得救的人，一面我们是需要出去把这个福音传给万民。
As we are saved, we truly need to go out and evangelize and share the gospel with many people.
但是另外一面更重要的，我们每一个人都是门徒。
On the other hand, which is more important, is that we are all his disciples.
那门徒呢，乃是学习跟随主。效法主的人。
So as disciples, we're meant to follow him and to imitate him.
所以福音不仅有他恩典的一面。
So gospel doesn't not only just have its grace, the side of the grace.
主耶稣更是让我们看见，我们这一班称为他名下的人，我们每一个人都是他的门徒。
He also let us see that everyone under his name is actually his disciple.
我们不单单只是信徒。
We're not just the believers.
信了就好了。
As long as you believe, it's okay.
这里特别强调天国的福音，我们是国度的子民，所显出来的乃是做门徒。
Here it talks about how we are the children of the kingdom, and we need to be his disciples.
安提阿教会，人家首先称他们为基督徒。
The sense the believers in the church of Antioch, they call them Christians.
所以圣经说门徒被称为基督徒是从安提阿起手。
So people say that Christians are called the believers are from the church of Antioch.
因为这一班做门徒的人呢，他们一切说话行事为人都像基督。
Because all these disciples in the church of Antioch, they talk, they communicate, they behave like Christ.
所以人家一看到这一班人呢，就知道他们是基督的门徒。
So as people see them, they will know that they are the disciples of Christ.
所以是基督徒。
So they are Christians.
有时候我们在公司里面上班啊，碰到一些同事，然后相处了很久，我们不晓得他是基督徒。
Many times as we work in our companies, we know some of our colleagues, although it's been a long time, we didn't even know that they're Christians.
或者我们在学校呢，跟同学相处很久，我们也不晓得他是基督徒。或者我们表现出来，人家也不晓得我们是基督徒。
Or at school, people don't even know that we are Christians, or the same way we don't know they are Christians after a while.
一直到有时候我们需要用嘴巴讲说我是基督徒，人家说哦，你也是基督徒啊。
Until one day we need to say it with our mouth, saying that, oh, we are Christian, and then it suddenly dawned on them, oh, you're a Christian too?
因为我们平常在公司在学校里面人家讲那些 dirty joke 我们也在那里哈哈大笑。
Because in these places when people are talking about these dirty jokes, we are also part of them.
当人在那里做一些不该有的行为，我们也跟着 follow.
When people are doing something that is really not appropriate, we are also following them.
这不是做基督门徒的态度。
This is not the right attitude to be the disciples of Christ.
基督徒应该是一个实际。
To be a Christian, it is a reality.
所以福音在我们的身上应当有它的实际显在我们的身上。
There has to be a reality manifested by the gospel in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚举这些真理的例子，我们就让大家可以明白或者我们往后自己去读经的时候，我们就可以知道圣经很多时候是讲到主观的，很多时候是讲到客观的。
Through these examples that we just mentioned, we can see many times the Bible talks about both the subjective side and also the objective side of the truth.
我们能够知道哪一些话是主观的，哪一些话是客观的。
We should know which are referring to the objective side and which are more subjective.
再说客观的，我们用信心去接受它，我们感谢神，我们就得着。
So I said once again, for this objective truth, we receive it with our faith and we thank the Lord.
我们主观的是我们需要顺服神的话，圣灵在我们身上工作，我们才能够进入那些实际里头。
For the subjective truth, we need to obey. We need to obey the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, and enter into the reality.
那我们接下来用一点时间讲到，那我们怎样进到这些主观的经历，但是我们仍然站在这个客观的立场上，我们就能够很平衡的在生命里面长进。
So now let's spend some time to talk about how to have that subjective experience, why have this foundation coming from the objective truth.
我们知道神的话总是讲到我们得救以后，他借着圣灵，借着他的话，要叫我们能够被制作磨成神儿子的形象。
We know that His word is meant for us to be molded, to be like the image of His Son Christ.
所以我们在跟随主的路上，就着神的话告诉我们，我们需要来遵守神的话。当然是靠着主复活生命的能力，圣灵在我们里面借着各样环境带领我们，我们去遵守他的话，这样我们在世人面前就有一个美好的见证。
So how do we obey? It is through the resurrection power, through the obedience to the leading of the Holy Spirit, so that we can have a wonderful testimony before people.
但是很多时候，我们知道呢，我们要遵守主的话不容易。我们知道，我们需要背起十字架来跟随主。But
oftentimes we know to obey His will is not easy. We need to take up the cross and follow Him.
你比方讲，我们讲到彼此相爱。
For example, when we mention to love one another,
我们要过一个圣洁的生活,
we need to live a holy life.
这一些都不是我们天然生命有的东西,
we don't naturally have these things.
但是主已经把他的生命给了我们,
but since the Lord has already given His life to us,
十字架可以在我们的身上 逐渐不断地改变我们,
the cross can change us gradually,
让我们越过越像有耶稣基督的爱,
so that more and more we can be, we can have the love of Christ.
越过让我们, 有圣洁的模样,
more and more we can be holy.
我们的讲话,
our talking,
我们对人的态度,
our attitude towards people,
我们对事物的价值观,
our value systems towards things in the earth.
神的话在我们里面会洁净我们,
His word will cleanse us inside.
我们需要学习这些十字架的功课,
we need to learn the work of the cross.
夫妻之间的相处都不容易,
the interactions between husband and wife, it's not
有很多十字架的功课要学习。
There are a lot of work to learn of the cross here.
在这些学习的当中,
while we're learning this,
我们常常会失败。
Oftentimes we fail.
也许我早晨起来读了主的话，主的爱激励我的心。
Maybe this morning when I woke up, I read His word, and His word stirred up my heart.
我要真是照着主的话活在人的面前。
I want to live according to His words and before men and before God.
可是很可能早上来聚会，光是在车上可能就跟妻子吵起来了。
Maybe even just on the way to church this morning, I might have a fight already with my wife.
我又失败了。
And I failed again.
每一次我们失败的时候,
every time when we fail,
我们想到主, 他已经为我做成圣洁在神的面前。
We think of the Lord that He has already done this and make us holy before Him.
感谢主，因着客观的真理在神面前是一个确定的把握。
We thank the Lord because of this objective truth, we know that we have this assurance before Him.
我就不看我的失败而灰心。
I'm not despaired just because of my failures.
主必要做成,
He will accomplish this.
我失败在这里，我明天我能够重新回到主跟前说，主啊，我今天仍然要按着你的话，我继续背起我的十字架跟随你。
Although I have already this failure here, but I believe tomorrow I can still keep on following Your word.
所以弟兄姊妹可以知道，我们需要有 这个客观的真理在那里成为我们稳固的根基。
So here, brothers and sisters, we can see we need that objective truth to be there as our foundation.
我今天不圣洁，但是我知道神在基督里，我的地位在他面前已经是圣洁的。Although
I'm not holy today, but I know that in Christ before God, I am already made holy.
我悔改，我求主的宝血重新洁净我。I
repent and I ask the precious blood to cleanse me.
我仍然有力量。 继续往圣洁的方向而去。
I will still have strength towards holiness.
所以有客观的真理, 有主观的经历, 我们不断地一直往前去。
So we have both the objective truth and also the subjective experience, and we keep pressing on.
重要的就是我们不断地学习, 活在圣灵的里头。
The more important thing is we need to learn to live in the Holy Spirit.
我们活在主话语的光中,
we live in the light of His Word.
我们所经历遭遇的一切都是为着我们属灵的好处。
Whatever we encountered and experienced are for the good of our spiritual life.
一面基督所做成的成为我们不摇动的根基。
On the one hand, what Christ has already done became our unshakable foundation.
一面 借着圣灵复活的能力，基督的宝血， 我们能够不断地让祂做工，改变我们自己。
On the other hand, through the power of His resurrection and the power of the blood, we can keep on working as the Spirit leads.
这样我们属灵的生命就能够不断地往前去。
In this way, we can keep pressing on in our spiritual life.
但愿主 能够把他的话更多启示在我们的里面。
May the Lord reveal more of His word to us.
好，我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have some more prayers.
主，我们把这些话带到你的跟前。
Lord, we bring all these words to you.
但愿圣灵把那无限的恩典更多启示在我们的心中。
May the Holy Spirit continue to reveal His grace in our hearts.
我们相信 你的话是何等的无限和全备。
We believe your word is holistic.
你的真理要带领我们进入你所要得着的那个完全。
And your truth will lead us into this entirety.
但愿借着这一点话语的分享，
I pray that through this little sharing on this word,
让我们能够明白你话语 在客观、在主观所要成全那个荣耀的工作。
We can come to this understanding of the subjective and the objective truth of what you want to accomplish in us.
愿你赐给我们有回头的亮光，圣灵常常在我们里面提醒我们。
May you grant us this light and the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
我们能够站在耶稣基督所成就救赎这个永固的根基上。
We can stand firm on this foundation of what our Lord Jesus has already done in the work of salvation.
我们能够在圣灵里面一直走这条十字架的窄路， 让你成就你荣耀的旨意在我们身上。
We can continue to walk on this narrow road that is accomplished by the Holy Spirit to glorify your purpose.
叫你的名得荣耀。
So that your name can be glorified.
我们感谢这一点时间与我们同在。
We thank you for being with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.